gentlemen from the flight deck, welcome to AirVenture In Flight. I'm your captain, Jay Monchi. Today's flight will take us around AirVenture from 11 a.m. until the start of AirVenture Showcase. If you look outside your left or right window, you might see Oshkosh. If not, don't worry, I can. And that's all that really matters, right? So sit back, relax, and enjoy AirVenture In Flight on EAA Radio.
And good afternoon from the seaplane base at AirVenture Oshkosh 2008. Jay Monchi out here on another part of AirVenture, one that many people only get to see maybe even just once a week or once in their visit to AirVenture. And, of course, as you know, on AirVenture In Flight on the Fly, we've been visiting all different segments of AirVenture. And today we're happy to be under some gorgeous skies and light winds at the seaplane base. And I'm sitting with Paul Seehafer, and Paul is the chairman of the seaplane base. Paul, how's it going this year?
Things are going good at the seaplane base. We've got a really good turnout. We've got great weather. A couple days of rough water, but you know what? I guess you got to take the good with the bad. We've got a lot of really good flying.
Yes, we have all over AirVenture. Look at this now. We're getting a flyby. It's an albatross, isn't it?
Yes, an albatross.
35,000 pounds. 35,000 pounds. HU-16 B model. The short wing version would be the B model, right?
Short wing, yeah.
Wow, that's a treat.
Gorgeous airplane. It's moored in our bay regularly during the show, and actually flown by the guy that did my job before me, Mark Rassi. So it's really kind of a neat airplane to have for the crowds to see. Very interesting. Not a lot of them around.
Well, tell us a little bit about the seaplane base this year, Paul. Anything that the listeners might like to know about what's happening over here in this end of the world?
Well, the seaplane base is maybe a little bit different than the rest of the show. I heard it once best described as being a yoga class in the middle of a rock concert. And I think that pretty well sums it up. For anyone that's ever been to Key West, we also like to think of it that way. We kind of are a little bit laid back. We kind of have our own schedule, and we don't really schedule events. We just encourage people to fly and hang out with each other and spend a little time around the campfires that night. And the camaraderie of the seaplane community is really exceptional. As far as our airplane attendance is great. We've had 128 seaplanes here this year. And the week's not over. A lot of activity. The crowds are loving the good weather. And every year we see different airplanes, which is kind of nice. The seaplane base, actually, EA seaplane base hosts the largest seaplane fly-in in the world.
I know there's some other big seaplane fly-ins, but numbers-wise and people-wise, this would be the biggest, right?
If there's a bigger one, I'm not aware of it, and I've followed it most of my life. But I think the biggest thing is that we are operational for a full week, whereas a lot of the other fly-ins are typically 2 or 3 days, or sometimes even only 1 day. But every seaplane fly-in's a little bit different. I think this is quickly becoming seaplane mecca.
Yeah, and it's so beautiful out here, and I know it takes a lot of preparation in the beginning to get the grounds ready. For the folks that may be over at the convention grounds listening to us today, how does one go about getting over here to the seaplane base for a visit?
Well, there's a couple ways you can do it. Obviously, the best way to do it is if you had an amphibious airplane over at the field, you could fly over.
There you go.
That'd be choice number one. But for the rest of the world, we have buses that run between EA grounds, and it's a $2 fee, a round trip. That's really the easiest way to get here. Sometimes the bus ride can be a little bit long just because it has other stops, but it's kind of worth the ride, and you always make a friend riding the bus. And you can always talk airplanes. We also have directions from the airport that are available, and we have parking here. Any of those ways, everybody walks into the waterfront area on our nature trails, and it's a small little property, lakefront on Lake Winnebago, but it's a very, very beautiful park-like view. Yeah, it's very, very nice out here. And the bus, where does the bus pick up from it on the AirVenture grounds?
I believe they call it the bus park, and then we also have a pickup point at the south end of the field, which is near the seaplane amphib parking, which is where the ultralight end of the field is. And for what it's worth, that'll be changed next year. All the bus pickup and drop-off will be at the main bus park.
Okay, and I think I saw one pulling into Camp Scholar also last night. So they must be making a stop there as well.
I believe that's part of their circle that they're trying to make. And I think, it, like I said, it makes a longer bus ride, but it makes the buses ride a little more efficiently.
Well, and you have a lot of activities out here. Tell us about the typical week here at the Seaplane Base.
Well, the interesting thing about this seaplane base is it's been set up as a seaplane base for a long time, but it was initially just a private seaplane base, and eventually it was determined to be a good idea for EA to have a way for people that fly in with seaplanes that do not have wheels on them, that they can have a place to park while going to AirVenture. And it kind of grew from that and became a camping area for people that fly in, and there again, buses to get you over to the field. And it's been a really, I guess it's been a growth area. Even though it might seem small, only having 128 airplanes, there's a lot of activity because these airplanes get handled pretty much by hand. We can't just tell them to come in and park. We have to tow airplanes from moorings and to the dock. And kind of hard to describe, but it's very different than an airport, because we have a mooring field. Airplanes can't drive around in the mooring field, but they can drive to the dock. And we have a water control radio station that communicates with the aircraft and with the dock. And I guess the best way to describe it is you almost have to see how it works.
Well, and that's what we would like people to do, is come out and check out the seaplane base and see how it works.
We sure would, because I think one of the things about the seaplane base that I like to remind people when they're here is, if you're an EA member, this is yours. This is your seaplane base. It's a seaplane base only 1 week out of the year, and after that shut down, it's not available to the public after that. But it is our seaplane base, and we can all be proud of it.
So if people have an armband on, they're welcome in the gate.
They sure are.
And if they don't have an armband, I assume they can buy one here as well.
Yes, our administration office has armbands available for sale.
Sounds good. And you have a bunch of people lined up to talk to us this afternoon. We'll be here at the Seaplane Base until 2:30, and there's all kinds of interesting people over here. It's quite an organization that you have set up. Lots of airplanes. You have a count for us, Paul, on how many airplanes you have here this year?
128 currently, and for what it's worth, that's only the airplanes that are moored in this area. If you go to the airport, we're not counting seaplanes that are parked on the ground there that are amphibious, and they're pretty much scattered all over the airport.
So do quite a few of those people take off and come over here at least for one of the days?
Yes, we have a lot of that. They run back and forth between the seaplane base and the airport. Some prefer to camp up at the airport. Some prefer to camp out here. And some actually have joint residence. Can't decide where they want to be more.
They don't know where they want to be, on the land or on the water.
That's right.
Well, it's good to have an amphib then.
That's right.
So those numbers, how do they compare to other years?
I would say that our number is pretty comparable to other years. In fact, it may even be up. We don't really get our total count till the end of the week. I think the fact that light sport has been a big thing. We also are seeing a lot of restored airplanes, and that's a neat thing to see happen. And of course, we also have a lot of activity in vendors making new products available. As technology improves, we keep getting better and better seaplanes.
Now, you did bring up the light sport issue. There's a new airplane that just this week here at AirVenture was unveiled, right? Was the seaplane base part of that? Is it an icon?
Actually, we weren't, but I was a little privy to some of that a couple of years ago in giving a tour to that group here at the seaplane base, and we talked quite a bit about kind of maybe the perfect little amphib. under light support. And we didn't see the airplane out here, and I'm assuming that they either were so overwhelmed at the field with their response or they just got busy.
Yeah, and that could be too. Or they may we may see them here tonight.
Very possible.
Tonight, the well, let's talk about the whole week. You have activities all week long out here at the seaplane base. Why don't you quickly take us through a typical week, just day by day, at the seaplane base for your extracurricular activities?
Well, I guess maybe what I should say is what we have here at the seaplane base is we have a lot of people that stay here on the ground that are camped here. If you fly a seaplane in, you can camp here. If you're a full-time volunteer, you can camp here. Our campground is limited to space, so we can't let just anybody camp here. But for those people, we like to offer evening activities. And once again, just kind of laid-back fun. We had pudgy pies and movies one night. Last night, we had cook-your-own burgers and brats.
Barbecue.
Last night, we had a band. Actually, we have a volunteer seaplane bass band. In fact, they've written their own song now. anyhow, it's... Every night is a little bit different, and you can count on every night sitting around the campfire with your friends, just like I said, relaxation, lakeside, having fun.
Well, it sounds great. And Lake Winnebago is a beautiful lake, and the water's nice. I see a lot of people swimming. We're going to take a break here, Paul, and when we come back, you've got some folks for us to talk to. Standing by here, I see a fellow behind us, Bill. He's going to talk about the origins of the seaplane base. Is that what he's going to do?
That's right. Bill McCarroll's been coming here a long time, and he knows the base at least as well as I do, so I'd like to let you have him tell you a little bit more about it.
All right, sounds good. Jamon G., we are live out at the EAA Oshkosh Seaplane Base, and we're going to take a break. We'll be back.